Okay, first word is career.
Money.
Wait a second, that's the second word. Don't answer that one yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right, it is.
You want to, should we just go ahead?
Yeah.
Security.
Mm-hmm.
The last 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that your career has security?
We're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
Working on it.
Money. Career.
Career. And we're still working on it.
Yeah. Right. You've lost that loving feeling.
We hope to find it.
If we use our soul and inspiration, we'll find it.
Right. Phil Spector.
Nice fellow.
Great producer.
Mm-hmm. He was the, why don't you tell who he is?
He was the producer of You've Lost That Loving Feeling. He owned Phyllis Records.
Mm-hmm. And he was actually then the first really big producer that you had. I mean, that really, you know, started really the whole thing going. Is that right or wrong?
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay. Detroit.
Joe Tex.
Joe Tex.
Why do you say Joe Tex?
We saw his show last night. It was something else.
He was pretty good.
Fantastic.
I heard you were over at Motown today. What and who did you see and do?
Just about everyone, and we saw and did whatever we could with them. We spent a couple hours over there meeting secretaries, producers, writers, millionaires.
Had you ever seen that place before?
No.
What did you think of it when you first saw it?
Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a pretty wild place. We'll be back with more from the Righteous Brothers in just a moment. Okay, ready to go again?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Soul.
Soul, Ray Charles.
Ray Charles.
I thought you were going to say an inspiration.
Oh.
Fake me out, but you didn't say it, you know.
Plug, we missed a plug.
Yeah, right. Ray Charles for soul?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does soul mean to you as singers?
Feeling.
Yeah, it's about... Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's where the word came from.
Mm-hmm. Hits?
Soul and inspiration.
Kind of like that song, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't blame you. Got a word on hits, or you want me to
Hits. Give me a scene. No word on hits. Soul and inspiration.
Okay. The Righteous Brothers.
One's short and good-looking, the other one's tall and ugly.
Oh, that's I had it just the other way around.
The Beatles.
Tremendous writers.
Four rich young men.
Mm. How about soul in connection with the Beatles?
They've got their own soul.
Yeah, very much so.
Nightclubs?
We like them. We just don't like to be bugged when we go to them.
Autograph seekers at nightclubs?
Yeah, especially while you're trying to enjoy someone else, and it's very embarrassing if someone's on stage trying to say something and you've got a whole table full of people asking you for your autograph.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Books.
Mickey Rooney story.
Good book?
I'm reading it right now. It's a tremendous book.
Yeah, I saw it on the stands the other night, and I almost bought it, but I didn't.
Can't put it down. He's
bought a science fiction book instead.
Oh, yeah, that's science. What this sounds like. The way
does
he
really?
All that
does
grid,
really?
$12 million.
Oh. That's remarkable.
That's going through some money.
Did you ever, you know, we actually never in this thing introduced you to our listeners. So on the left-hand side with the big voice, we have...
Bill Medley.
Bill, hi. Mm-hmm. On the right-hand side with the high voice, I don't mean that as an insult, but it's the opposite of a low voice, you know. We have...
Bob Hatfield.
Let's stop for a second and come back, okay?
All righty.
Fine.
Red.
Blue.
No kidding. Okay. I got frightened on a I was in a motorcycle, but I have a bicycle. You know, no, really, seriously, a regular bicycle, you know. Mm. And one night I must have been about 1 o'clock in the morning. I got home and I just had a desire to take my bicycle out, you know. And so I did, you know. And I was driving it around and... I got a twig, or not a twig, but a piece of, a very thick piece of wood in between the spokes of my wheels. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the tracks of my tears. It's mm-hmm. like the spokes of my wheels, you know? And
the spokes of my wheels.
You want to say about laughing jokes?
Laugh it up, laugh it up. Yeah, even if you don't feel like laughing, laugh it up because, you know, I get depressed easily. No, really. And so the whole bicycle stopped and flipped me over, you know, when I was... So yeah, I just, for the time being, you know, because I could just see driving along a street about 55 miles an hour on a motorcycle and getting a piece of metal caught between your spokes.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
all, folks.
I don't I don't ride there. In the street. I just ride in the dirt.
Oh.
The street's a little dangerous.
Okay. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
If I don't see you again, no, I'm only kidding. Right now.
Getting back to the hotel and eating.
Right, right. Flying saucers.
I haven't seen many of them.
I'd dig them.
You like
I'm
them,
buying
huh?
one.
Yeah. You won't ride it on the street, though. Just, no, just in the dirt.
Just run it in the
just
dirt.
Just in the dirt.
Just in the dirt.
Just up hills. I don't know about flying saucers. I kind of have a feeling somebody's out there somewhere.
I kind of got that feeling, too.
Yeah. I hope so. I kind of hope so.
I tell you a story about it, but you wouldn't believe me. Well, let's go on to something else.
You're right.
Foreign countries.
England.
Mm. Your fans.
They put us here.
Beautiful.
You appreciate them?
Love. Oh, very much.
Yeah.
I think we've done shows with other people, and where we have done shows in front of other people's audiences and fans.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have the greatest fans. Really, not that's not just a cop, I really do. They're very, mm-hmm. very quiet while we work, and very, very appreciative.
I think you have a very, I think you have a lot of fans, and I think they're very loyal. Mm-hmm. I think they really, they dig you, you know, for what it is you're doing. It's like the Beatles have fans who like the Beatles because they're the Beatles, you know, and there are other people who like the Beatles because mm-hmm. of, you know, what it is they're doing, yeah. you know, with the lyrics and all this kind of stuff, you know. And I think the great majority of your fans like you because, you know.
Yeah, I think they're past the, I mean, they don't come to see us with the idea of marrying us
mm-hmm.
or going out with us mm-hmm. because they both know we have wives and so on, and it's past the stage where it's a, you know, grab mm-hmm. a hunk of clothing, although there are exceptions, as we mentioned earlier,
mm-hmm.
which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also...
Great.
Yeah. It's a good age range, too.
Terrific. And I think you have a good public image, too, as far as your music is concerned. Mm. I think you do.
We keep it up good up there in the front.
That's right. Our front image is...
Something else.
How about Melissa Mulch?
Oh, my favorite. Melissa. Mm. If I wasn't married, oh, I'd love.
Tonight.
Tomorrow in the morning. Noon. Oh, I've seen him before.
Melissa.
And she is without
You really
doubt.
Like her, huh?
Oh, terrific.
You're
I can't. Oh.
She is pretty.
I don't even know the girl, actually.
Well, I don't either.
Hi, this is Bobby.
And I'm Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Bob.
We're the Righteous Brothers, and you're listening to the Scotty Burger Regan.
Regan Burger.
My favorite show. I'm going to go out and have myself a Scott Burger right now.
I believe I will, too. Scott Burger. You never close your ears.
You mean close your eyes, Bill. You're listening to the Scotty Regan Show.
That's what I said. You never close your ears. You close your ears, you can't hear the Scotty
Right
Regan
again. Show. We're the Righteous Brothers. Stay tuned for the finest in sounds.
Hi, we're the Righteous Brothers.
And we're proud to be honorary members of the Burger Club.
And if you'd like to join the Burger Club, send your name and address to...
Burger Club.
Box 1300,
Detroit 31.
That's the Burger Club.
That's my favorite club.
I like burgers.
Hi, this is Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Be talking to you tomorrow night on the Scott Regan Show. Hi, this is Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons. Once more. Yeah. Okay. Hi, this is Frankie... Hi, this is Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons.
Big girls don't cry. Big girls don't cry.
Hope you'll be listening tomorrow night when I'll be talking to you from the Scott Regan Show. You ready now for the Scott Regan Show? Come on now, baby, let's go, go, go. He'll make you move and a really groove.
You ready now?
Oh, here comes Scott.
You ready now?
Dig what he's got.
You ready now?
He's out of sight.
You ready now?
Come on, baby, get up tight.
Never even tried to help ourselves. I'll tell you why. Scotty, you've been beautiful, baby. You've been grooving. You've been swinging. We can't help ourselves. But we're going to make you sing the song for us. Would you? Come on, Scotty.
Stevie, thank you a lot. It's been tremendous. And I, like you said, I look forward to another meeting again with you.
Oh, we'll definitely meet again.
Until we meet again, this is the Lone Ranger saying, hi, Silver.
Hi, Olan.
Stevie, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye, babe. Yeah! Remember that I'm crazy about you, and I can't live without you, and everything is all right, up tight and out of sight. Yeah!
Baby, everything is all right, up tight and out of sight. Baby, everything is all right, up tight and out of sight. Hold me tight for the cost of
it's got vegan.
The right side of track, she was born in a way. In a great big old heart, but a brother's defense, she said, no one is better than I know. I'm just an average guy, no football hero or smooth on rock. Got an empty pocket, you see, I'm a poor man.
I just got $5. Groove going, yeah. Ah, yeah. Keener is all right, uptight, not a fight. Now, bye.
The The gentlemen that you are about to hear and listen to have many distinctions. Among one of them was having the number one record in Detroit last year on the WKNR Music Guide. The group has been together for a very long time, 12 years, since 1954. And they're more than just four singers, more than just four performers, they're four entertainers. Ladies and gentlemen, the Four Tops!
Get set to cook and smoke. Welcome to the Motown Monday portion of the Scott Regan Show. For the next half hour, brought to you by the great people at Pepsi Cola. The Come Alive people who invite you to come alive with another great live recording of Motown Mondays from the upper deck of the Rooster Tail.
Come alive.
The second best thing to being there, hearing it recorded live on the Scott Regan Show. Tonight, Earl Van Dyke and the Motown Sound Band backs up one of the most imitated groups in the nation today. And it's my pleasure to say to you,
the Upper Deck at Pepsi Cola is proud to present the Temptations!
Hello, this is Paul McCartney, talking to a gentleman called Scott Regan who does his best to keep you happy.
Oh! Who's that I see walking through these woods? Oh, it's Scotty Burger and his bag of goods.
Hey there,
this
man.
Is Sam the Sham telling you that you're listening to the Scotty Burger Show, where he gives you the latest from the greatest and the best from the rest, so sit tight.
Hi, we're the Four Tops, and you're swinging with Scott Burger.
All you need is your radio to swing the burger away.
I'm Eileen Shapiro from Clinton Junior High School, and we love Scott Regan. We think he's really great. And we're forming a club for him called the Royal Order of Regan Burgers. All you have to do to join is to send a postcard with your name, address, and phone number to Burger, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit 31.
From Clinton Junior High School, and we think Pat Regan's terrific. And we're forming a club for him called the Royal Order of Regan Burgers. Here's all you have to do to join. Send a postcard with your name and address and telephone number to Burger, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit 31.
Of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Hoof. The lone
Burger rides again. With his faithful Indian companion, Toronto, and Toronto's faithful horse, Mouth, the Lone Burger fought a never-ending battle for peace and justice and love in the early days of the great United States. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. The Lone Burger and Toronto, along with their horses, Hoof and Mouth, ride again.
And I dig. Okay, we're gonna have the Circle and I almost said Sonny Hebb sing do a little song. I don't know how much we're gonna get off this tape, but we'll give it a whirl. Okay,
Scott in. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Scott in. He smiled at me and really he's the pain. Not the darkest dove and the bright daylight. Well, I can say one thing. Well, I know that each and every day will be sunny, that's for sure, as long as you're listening to radio station WKNR here in Detroit. It's the swinging spot on the dial, 13, a lucky number.
All right.
Time now for more Scott Regan, Herman Mation. When we asked Herman what kind of girls he likes, Herman said,
I prefer feminine type girls.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and with hair, long hair, or short hair, or medium hair, all kinds of girls. Just as long as you've got good personalities and that, you know.
The new Beatles album. The most fantastic yet from the foremost musical talents of this or any generation. The first Beatle LP in almost a year, 7 months in production and preparation. You'll hear new dimensions in sound and song on this 11th Beatle album, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. It's a new concept, not only in music, but in album presentation as well. Inside the double wallet-type album cover, you'll find a picture of the Beatles in their Sgt. Pepper uniforms, a pair of Sergeant stripes, two lapel badges, a false mustache, a stand-up picture of the Beatles, and more. 13 new Beatles songs, a picture of Sgt. Pepper's band and friends on the cover. Another pace setter for the pop music world from the Beatles and Capitol Records. Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
What would you think if I signed out
at you? That's a moat? I don't think so.
Yeah, it was fixed. It was
even
fixed.
Don't Look Back was
a free record. Oh, you
know, you listen to his program.
Well, he's not exaggerating. He's taking care of business.
Yeah, I know.
Got some great songs. And this year you had how many big hits?
Three.
For 6 or 7. I mean, 6 or 6, I mean.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg?
Beauty's Only Skin Deep.
And Melvin?
I Know I'm Losing You.
Ah!
But don't leave us. And they're not losing us either, because we're going to stick around here for a while.
That's great. That's really fantastic. And congratulations on your great hits this year. And, you know...
Get them in 6 or 7. That's what I was saying about.
Hey, David, you've been so quiet. Why don't you say something to all the people?
He's working on this.
Working on this, trying to get the camera. Why don't you say something to all the people that, you know, dig the Temptations and you and everything like that?
Well, I'd just like to say in your behalf, as much as people dig you, I hope they dig your Temptation. Because I think you're Mel also.
You're beautiful. Thank you.
Hey, definitely
worthwhile. I'm glad I asked him.
Me too.
This is Scott Regan backstage at the Motortown Review. Standing next to me in a red outfit is Jimmy Ruffin. Jimmy, how are you?
Fine, Scott. And you?
Very, very good. Thank you. I trust you're having a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Very merry. Very happy too. We're working, and now that makes us happy.
That's great. Listen, the reason I wanted to do a quick little thing with you right now, we can do some more at some other time, is to congratulate you on your tremendous success in 1966. And you had one of the top 31 songs of the year this year on the
Keener 1966 Music Guide, and I want to wish you the best of continuing success in 67, and I've talked too much, so now you have to say quite a bit to make up for it.
Thanks a lot, Scott, and I'd like to thank all the people out there that listen to the radio and that bought the record for the success of the record and for me, and I hope to keep putting out as good a record as we had in 66. And I'm thrilled to death at the response.
Great. Jimmy, thank you. I think you're ready to go.
My pleasure.
On.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're
ready, ready.
Right, ready.
Hi, we're the Supremes.
I'm Mary.
I'm Florence.
And this is Diana. We will be visiting the Scott Regan Show tonight. Hope you'll be listening for Scotty and the Supremes tonight.
This is Florence.
Hi, I'm Mary. This is Diane, hoping you'll spend tonight with the Supremes on the Scott Regan Show. My world is empty without you.
Hi, we're the Supremes.
I'm Diane.
I'm Florence.
And I'm Mary. We're going to have this show, it's going to be our show Saturday night.
When?
With Scott Regan Saturday night.
Oh.
We're going to be the hostesses.
We're going to invade, right?
Yeah, we're going to come on, Keener. We're just going to play all the records, all of ours, of course.
So move on, Scott.
And we're going to tell you what's been happening to us in the last 2 years. Okay?
Not all. Pulling me closer
to your heart. Hey, how'd you like to do a request for me? What do you say?
Be more than glad.
How about, you got a song that's going to be number one next week? Or?
I bet you it better be Reach Out.
It's called Reach Out, I'll Be There.
Good enough.
You like to do that? People, what do you
for
say?
Sure. Thank you, Scott. Thank you.
John. Hi, John.
Hi, this is John from the Loving Spoonful.
Hi, John.
Hi. Welcome to the Scott Regan Show.
Well, it's great to be here. And then we have Zal sitting over there with his guitar.
Hello.
Hi there, Big Zal.
Hello.
Let's hear a little something there. Something really not bad. And we have John. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, that's John. I'm sorry.
Hi, I'm
Scott
Regan. Remember? John from
Loving
Spoonful.
Hi, this is Scott Regan.
Hi there. This is John Sebastian. Let me ask you a couple of quickies. How much feeling do you have for people who buy your songs and think you're the greatest and think, you know, you just swing all the time? Because a lot of people will say, well, you know, the Beatles don't care about their fans, and the Beatles don't care about this, and the Beatles don't care about that, you know.
Well, you see, people think that. It's not true, though. They think, because, see, the thing is, like, if anyone came up to you and said, you know, your radio show is great, then...
Why, thank you very much. Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
This is the Scott and Paul Show. What you could do was, I mean, you could just sort of think, oh, well, you know, so what? Mm. But you probably don't. You probably think, oh, great, you know, really, you know, thanks for liking it.
It makes you feel nice.
Well, that's exactly what
it makes
is.
You feel very nice. Because
Hi, this is Scott Regan of The Miracles, and you're listening to The Smokey Robinson Show.
Stomp your feet, jump up and down, do anything that you want to do.
Hi, this is Stevie Wonder, and I'll be visiting the Scott Regan Show. I hope that you're with me when I do. I'd like to thank all of you for your cards and letters asking for me to be on the Scott Regan Show. You knew I was coming. So, until I'm on, I'll see you later.
Are you gonna teach me? Do you have your harmonica?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Now you're gonna teach me how to sing.
Right.
We made a bargain that he will teach me how to sing if I teach him how to be a disc jockey. Deal?
Deal. Definitely a deal.
Okay. Now what are you gonna teach me?
Well, first of all, we gotta get the key, you know.
Okay.
That's the most important thing of all is the key. Now this key will be D.
D.
Yeah, D.
That's a good key. Now we
Is that too high for you?
I really don't know.
See, go up there.
Oh, that's too high. That's too high.
Let's see now. Yeah, that's the key. Now say, go ahead.
Okay.
This is just the beginning of the beginning. Now he's got that. Let me see what else you can do now. Say,
boy, I'm really
singing.
You're putting me on.
Come on now. Come on. You almost got it. Say, W-K. Say that. Just say that.
W-K-N. Keener.
13. Oh, you got it.
Oh, man.
Hi, this is Marvin Gaye. Hope you'll be listening when I visit the Scott Burger on Keener 13. It's what's happening, baby.
Scott. Burger. Scott.
The beat goes on.
Burger.
Hello, this is Paul McCartney, an honorary member of the Scott Burger Club, and I don't mind. And if you'd like to join, send your name and address to the Beatles Fan Club, Nairns, England.
Scott Burger.
Hello there, this is John Burger, talking on the Scott Burger Show. If you want to be a burger, I'm number 1712. Oh, yeah, fine. Well, we're all a lot of burgers around here, so join in with the burger people.
Hi, this is Florence of the Supreme Burgers. If you'd like to join the Scotty Regan Burger Club, send your name and address to Burger Club, WKNR, Box 1300, Detroit.
Hi, this is Mitch Ryder. I want to thank everybody for asking me to come on the Scott Regan Show. Stay tuned tomorrow night. I'll sock it to you. Hi, this is Mitch Ryder. I want you to be listening when I sock it to you on the Scott Regan Show.
Good evening. Please don't be frightened. It's only me, Mr. Gory, speaking to you from the graveyard. Come, let me open up the box, and we'll go into the graveyard together. Here we are. Pull up a chair and prepare yourself. Make sure the doors are bolted, the windows are locked. There must be no dark corners, no murky shadows. You are about to go on a thrilling journey into the graveyard, where a man cannot escape his fate, where a cat can terrify a human being. The graveyard, where a woman is capable of lifting her head off her shoulders to redo her hair. And now, if you're ready, here is tonight's gory story.
First, there was Agent 0027 Below, Eskimo secret agent.
was the masked rider of the plains, the Lone Burger. And now...
Look at that man.
He flies. He's faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive. He's bulletproof, shockproof, waterproof, anti-magnetic, and rust-resistant. Who is he?
Why, it's the man from B-U-R-G-E-R.
The man from B-U-R-G-E-R. The man from Burger. Coming soon to the Scott Regan Show.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The upper deck of the Rooster Tail is proud to present the world's number one female recording group from Detroit, the Supremes!
Paul Simon.
Hi, this is Art Garfunkel.
You're listening to The Scott Regan Show.
Hi, this is Johnny Rivers just reminding you that you're listening to The Scott Regan Show, man. That's where it's happening.
Scotty! Regan!
This is Webley Wigglesworth reporting on Scott Regan's skateboard trip to Detroit. He's now going through a zoo, and wait, he's disappeared. He's skating through the monkey cage. Here he comes now. Wait a minute. That's not him. Boy, they sure made a monkey out of him. Wait, he's still in the cage with the monkeys. That's him over there. No, that's him. No, that's another monkey. Well, it looks like we'll have to get the monkey inspector over here to interview all the monkeys to find out which one is Scott. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. This is terrible. Back now to WKNR. This is Webley Wigglesworth reporting.
This is Webley Wigglesworth, ace skateboard reporter for WKNR's Scott Regan. Scott is now passing through a golf course. Look in the upper right-hand corner of your screens, fans, and you should be able to see him. Here he is. Let's see if I can get him to turn around for just a second so I can take his picture. Hey, Scott. Hey, Scott, baby. Watch it. The Scott Regan Skateboard Report, brought to you by
Transylvania Red Dot Flash Bulb.
Guaranteed to make all your pictures look like applesauce. Red Dot Disintegrating Flash Bulbs, our motto. Hurry up and take the picture. Well, Scott's in a sand trap. We'll have to get him out. That's it for now. Back to Keener 13. This is the famous Webley Wigglesworth reporting.